1 Kings chapter 6, verse 7. I'd like to preach to you about stone made ready. And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in building. Now I want you to keep that in mind for this message, for this word. If you turn to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4, we're told that according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. You see that? And that is that we're chosen in him. Now, I don't remember anything about that. I've never met anybody that does, but we're chosen in him before the foundation of the world. Okay? Those in Christ are foreknown and predestinated. Turn to Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. I give scripture. The scripture is what really matters. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Okay? So, with these things in mind, are we not also stones made ready? I mean, we just read it. There were no tools laid to this earthly tabernacle that we're all in. Man surely didn't make me as I am. Man didn't have anything to do with it, really. He was kind of, sort of, you might say, the messenger. But we were already a stone made ready. I was afore prepared and brought to earth, fitted for a building whose maker is Christ. I mean, that's just the truth. The large problem that I find in religion today are the tools in making. I've watched that thing for years and years. I receive emails. I was going to actually bring and read some of them. Received another one or two this morning. And they're good organizations. And they're good preachers. But all this correspondence that I get from these folks is about clustering, as it were. You might say, to help God. Teaching how you get saved, or teaching how to be a better father, teaching how to be a man, or teaching how to reach others, or teaching how to teach others, or teaching how to do this, or teaching how to do this, or teaching how to, or teaching and teaching and got the hammers and the chisels going. I thought the stone was made ready before it's ever brought to the house. You see, am I against instruction? Of course not. But I'm against humanizing that thing. I'm against bringing man in on that thing. I believe that we've, as it were, we've laid the tool of iron to it. Our text speaks of a natural building process. But I'm speaking this morning of a supernatural building process. The stones of the altar that you and I are to truly worship at, only God made. If you turn to back in the Old Testament, the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 27 and verse 5.
Verse 35 or
5? And he said, "And there shalt thou build an altar unto the Lord thy God, an altar of stones. Thou shalt not lift up any iron tool upon them." Do you see it? whole stones, not made by man's hands. And as such are we spoken, you and I. Now, if you turn to some really, really incredible verses in 1 Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2, verse 4. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Do you see it? This verse stands alone in describing the child of God perfectly. Folks, you need to look at that verse. And you need to look at it again. And you need to look at it again. And you need to look at it again. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Now, look at verse 3. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. If you've not tasted that, you know nothing about what I'm speaking of this day. Have you not tasted that the Lord is gracious? Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Do you see? That those in Christ are chosen and precious. Afore prepared. Before the foundation of the earth, in Christ, in God. A stone made without hands. Stones made ready. Now I ask, how are we to be? I can't teach any man this. It's so supernatural, it's beyond anything a man can comprehend. How ought we to be? That some man must tell us how we are to live? Look at verse 5. Ye also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. You consider those three verses. They're incredible, incredible testimonies of those in Christ Jesus. These stones made ready. This beyond measure, so exceedingly incredible. Here is the charge of all in Christ lively stones. Building a spiritual house. Afore prepared. This is the only priesthood of the believer that I adhere to. Right here. 1 Peter chapter 2, 3 through 5. These stones afore prepared. These stones made ready. Yet week after week, there's men and he's got his tools. I get the emails. And I read their bulletins and they've got their tools. And there they are. And they build these great buildings made by men's hands and these great altars built by men's hands and these pulpits and these pews and these steeples and all built. And then they bring them in and they try to form them the same way. Well, you've got to look just like this. You've got to act just like this. And you've got to do this. And you've got to do this. And you've got to do this. All those tools. Working, working, working. All that iron pounding from a pulpit. Now I know that we've all sacrifices, but I might question the spiritual nature of those sacrifices. I believe that far too many, they're made with tools of iron. Now that's where it comes home to you and I. Natural in origin. I'm certain that these God will not accept. Turn to back to Romans, if you would. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2. I don't know how anyone that professes Christ could not be familiar with these verses. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present what? Your bodies. This body. You ever hear him? Oh, I'm just flesh. Oh, this body. He said, present it. That the modern evangelical church calls sin, God says, present it. Holy. And acceptable. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And this only God requires. There's no tools involved. This body. Modern religion spends all their time bad-mouthing and blaming the very thing God declares a holy, living sacrifice. This body. What else did God put here? Are you something apart? Those in Christ are not... Listen, I say it over and over because it's in the Bible. Those in Christ are not in the flesh, but in the what? Spirit. Where? In this body. This holy, living stone, this holy, living sacrifice, this stone afore prepared. This lively stone. This walking, living, breathing building. This tabernacle made without hands. All tattooed up, painted, pierced, obese, naked. Really? That's holy and acceptable to God. Drunk. Cursing. That's holy. That's a living stone in the building and tabernacle of God. I think not. The Bible states that the Lord himself was nothing to behold. You pass him on the street, there's nothing to set him apart. A root out of dry ground. Why must man always portray him otherwise? A pretty boy, blonde hair, blue eyed, a statue, and you know, effeminate. Because made by man. What do you have on your body? What does your body portray that's made by man? The way you look, what you wear, what you say. Wait a minute. Did you hear it? Holy and precious. A lively, living stone in the tabernacle of God. Our priests and popes and preachers that dress, they got to look just such. For over 30 years, well, you don't look like a preacher. Well, what does a preacher look like? I know what man's preacher looks like. And if you don't look that way, well, then you don't carry any weight. Ever read of a man called John the Baptist? John the Baptist, Jesus said, the greatest among men, ever any man he's the least in the kingdom, but on this earth, the greatest that ever walked the earth. John the Baptist. Camel's hair and leather. Truly made without hands. Even what he ate. Locusts and made without hands. Wild locusts and honey. Jesus said, what come you out to see? A reed shaking in the wind? I've spoken many times on that. The truth is, yeah, that's what they came to see. That's what they still come to see. You find a church today with a full parking lot, that's what they came to see. A reed shaking in the wind. They come to see a man made by man. Man pays him. Man tells him what and when. Man made by man. A reed shaking in the wind. The show, the entertainment, the music. They've always told me, brother, just play that music and they'll come. Yeah, they will. I know how much happier they'd probably be on Sunday morning when we do the first two services over there if all we did was play music. We'll just skip that preaching and play us some more music. But then, you see, comes the sacrifice. Christ crucified. Now, I wonder about your part in this building. Perhaps you've built on sinking sand. I've known many such. I've done some of that myself. Even now, being washed away, I watch lives being stolen by the devil, by the enemy. I watch faith withering and being choked out by the cares of this world. I'd ask this morning, is your hope built on anything less than Jesus' blood and righteousness? On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Yeah. How may one of four prepared be anything less than living, chosen of God, and precious? Glory to God. Living stones, holy, acceptable, spiritual houses, priests. I'd ask, are you a stone made ready? A stone made without hands? A fore prepared? God only has stones made ready. So if you're working at that thing, if you've come up through that those tools of iron, I'd adjure you to go back to Romans 12, 1 and 2 and present the only thing that God will accept, your body, a living sacrifice, a fore prepared, a stone made ready.